Hey there, and welcome to Leading Presales, the show for solution engineering leaders who want to build teams that drive revenue, and not just demos. My name is Tim, and I'm the co-founder of SE Rockstars, and together with Jan, we've coached over 350 solution engineers and their leaders across several dozens of companies. Every conversation you hear on this show is based on real coaching situations, real challenges, real problems that SE leaders like you are dealing with right now. None of this is made up. We use AI to bring these stories to life through our two hosts, Nate and Ava, but the insights come straight from the trenches. Each episode gives you one actionable takeaway you can apply immediately, whether you're already leading a team or working your way into that role. All right, let's get into it.
I had coffee with another pre-sales lead on Thursday. She tells me, all cheerful, that her sales org just rolled out Medic. Big kickoff, external trainer, 2 days. And I said, oh, nice. How was the training? And she goes, we weren't invited.
Not invited. Just the AEs.
Just the AEs. Her SEs got a Slack summary. A summary, Nate, of the language everyone is now supposed to speak about deals.
Look, I've watched that happen twice. And my honest first reaction was never outrage. It was, where were you when this was being planned?
That's harsh, but yeah, that's the episode. Welcome to Leading Presales. I'm Ava.
And I'm Nate. One idea, 5 minutes. Part two of our week on qualification that actually sticks.
Today, when sales introduces a qualification framework without you, that is your problem to fix. And it's also the best free opening you'll get all year.
Start with the free opening bit, because most people hear this as a turf complaint.
Right, and it isn't. Here's the thing. Somebody just paid money to teach the whole revenue org a shared vocabulary. Metrics, economic buyer, champion. If your SEs are in that room, you never again have to translate between two dialects on a handover.
Fair, though I'd push on shared vocabulary. In my experience, the words get shared and the meaning doesn't. Two of my regional teams used champion for completely different things for about a year. One meant the person who likes us. The other meant the person who'll spend political capital for us.
Yes, and that gap gets wider when only half the org sat through the definition. So my argument is simple. Name the letters your team already owns and claim them out loud.
Which ones do you actually claim? Because if you claim all seven, you'll get laughed out of the room.
Four. Metrics, identify pain, decision criteria, and champion. And I'd say we co-own those, not own.
Decision criteria is the one I'd fight you for. That's commercial. Procurement, budget cycle, the whole evaluation scorecard. My AEs live in that.
The commercial half, sure, but the technical criteria? Nate, when a customer walks in with a requirements list they wrote from a competitor's website, who moves them from what they think they need to what they actually need?
The SE. Every time.
Every time. That's domain depth. An AE usually can't do it, and honestly, shouldn't have to. My SEs reshape criteria in the second call, not the fifth.
That lands. I'll give you decision criteria on the technical side. Champion, though. I'd say that's shared, and nobody notices. The champion often trusts the SE more than the rep, because the SE isn't the one asking for the PO.
Ooh, say that in the training room and you're in.
Huh, maybe. But here's my caveat, and it's a real one. At my scale, I don't sit in a rollout meeting. My SE directors do. So this only works if they know which letters to claim before the invite goes out.
How do you handle that? I've got 12 SEs and I'm in every room, so I've never had to solve it through a layer.
I give them the ask in one sentence. Get our people in the same training and volunteer us for metrics and decision criteria. Two letters. Specific. Nobody can argue with volunteering.
That's better than mine. I'd have shown up with a whole slide about the four letters.
And the room would have heard, pre-sales wants more governance. Two letters and an offer to help. That's the move.
Okay, and let me add the practical payoff, because this isn't just seat at the table stuff. Once metrics and identify pain are filled in properly, I use them as my engagement gate. Before I assign an SE, I read those two fields. If there's no meat on the bone, no number, no reason it's urgent, the deal isn't ready for us.
And you get away with that? Saying no?
It's not no. It's not yet. And here's exactly what's missing, which only works if we speak the same language in the first place, which is why we needed to be in that room.
Fine. You've convinced me the invitation matters more than I said at the top. But I'll keep the jab. If the training happened without you, ask yourself where you were during the planning. That's fixable next quarter.
Fair. So, claim two letters, get your people in the same room as the AEs, then use metrics and pain as your gate. I'm Ava.
And I'm Nate. See you next episode.
Thanks for listening to Leading Presales. If you've got a question, a topic you'd like us to cover, or you just want to connect, reach out to me at tim@serockstars.com. And if what you heard today hit home and you want to talk about how to develop your SE team, feel free to book a discovery call at serockstars.com. No strings attached. The link is, of course, also in the show notes. Until next time, and keep leading from the front.